My name is Jasper. I'm interviewing Nikki Santiago. Can you introduce yourself, please?
Okay, so like what you said, my name is Nikki Santiago. I am the current tutoring and teaching assistant for the Kauai program. I'm the intern for Liza Arpello.
Okay, were you born in the Philippines?
Yes, I was born and raised in the Philippines. I lived there for 17 and a half years and pretty much went to Catholic school all my life. Moved a lot, so I saw a pretty good portion of Manila, Metro Manila. And it was really good.
Okay. What language did you speak there?
The funny thing is I first learned how to speak English before I learned how to speak Filipino or Tagalog, which is the national language of the Philippines. Reason being is my father is from Bacolod, which makes him Ilonggo, which is like another version of Visayan. And then my mother grew up mainly in Manila, and her parents are from Cagayan Valley, which is in the Ilocos region. So it's basically in the north, and my father's from the central part of the Philippines. So he spoke two different dialects. And the thing that brought them together is English. So that's what they taught their children.
Okay. That wasn't really a common thing, though, right? Speaking English?
In my family, it was, especially on my mother's side. My father's side, it was very, it was more on the Ilonggo side, which is kind of sad that my parents separated at a young age when I was still very young. So I didn't get a chance to learn that language, but I understand a little bit of the dialect. Where I grew up, we were trained to speak English. The school that I went to was an exclusive school for girls, and they were very strict about the English language. If you're caught speaking Filipino or any like native tongue along the halls or in classes that you weren't supposed to, because the only place that you can speak Tagalog or Filipino or anything else is the Filipino class, which was once, if at all, during that day. And if not, and you're caught, you pay a fine. So it was pretty traumatic.
How much was the fine?
It was a peso when I was there. Now I don't know.